Today's 12 o'clock update is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 46 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump stays on the ballot. I'm Daria Albinger. The Supreme Court has ruled that Donald Trump can stay on Colorado's primary ballot. It tossed out a ruling by the state's highest court to remove him because of his involvement in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. It's a decision that could have nationwide impact, affecting attempts by officials in several other states to keep the former president off the ballot. Here's ABC's Catherine Valders.
He posted on his social media platform, Truth Social, big win for America, in all capital letters. We expected him, of course, to react this way. I'm told by people close to him that Trump will be addressing this. Of course, this is something that Trump and his advisors, his legal team, expected, given how the justices reacted during those oral arguments.
The decision comes one day before Super Tuesday. This is ABC News. JetBlue and Spirit have decided to end a proposed $3.8 billion merger. The Justice Department had sued to block the merger, and a federal judge in Boston upheld the suit, citing antitrust concerns. JetBlue owes Spirit a $69 million termination fee. An antitrust company for an American company overseas.
Apple has been ordered to pay nearly $2 billion for breaking the bloc's competition laws by unfairly favoring its own music streaming service over rivals. The EU found the tech giant banned app developers from being fully informed about alternative and cheaper music services. It's claimed Apple behaved this way for almost a decade, which meant many users paid significantly higher prices for music streaming subscriptions. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Our flying cars in our new future, one company hopes to make it a reality sometime next year. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Greeley Signs and Graphics is your locally owned in-town sign company that's easy to get to at 1209 Highway 14 East. Greeley Signs and Graphics is your award headquarters, too. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, and awards, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics, Highway 14 East across from Rockwell Automation. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, call 647-2628 or look us up on the web at signface.com. Creative signs from talented people.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is 46 cloudy degrees at 1204 and cloudy today with occasional showers and a few thunderstorms. Highs in the 40s north and west to mid 50s around the southeast area. Winds will be out of the northeast 5 to 12 miles per hour. Any rain ending by late evening tonight? Mostly cloudy, low 32, and sunshine developing tomorrow. Still warmer than normal, high 51. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm, and once again, our current temperature is 46 degrees.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Monday, March 4th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. On Saturday night at approximately 11 o'clock, the Grand County Sheriff's Office responded to a crash in the village of Montfort. Sheriff's deputies arrived and identified Ty Benson, 23, of Darlington, as the driver who swerved, lost control of his 2021 Ram 3500 truck, and ran into a Grab a Cone building. Tide was not injured during the crash. The building sustained heavy structural damage as a result of the crash. An investigation was done, and Tide was placed under arrest for operating while intoxicated, first offense. First Lady Jill Biden is warning about what Donald Trump would do about reproductive rights if he returns to the White House.
He's considering a national abortion ban. Donald Trump is dangerous to women and to our families. We simply cannot let him win.
Mrs. Biden was in Waukesha yesterday. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison on Wednesday. A Janesville police officer is on administrative leave after fatally shooting a person Friday night, Bob Haig reports.
That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, with the Division of Criminal Investigation conducting a review of the shooting. A Saturday DOJ press release said an officer shot a person who police say was armed and blockaded inside a house on Janesville's north side, with two other people inside. The fatal shooting took place inside the residence, and a firearm was recovered. The officer was wearing a police body camera, and the officers involved are cooperating with the investigation, according to the DOJ. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Volunteers from all over Wisconsin are joining the search for missing 3-year-old Elijah View in the Manitowoc area. No one's seen him for almost 2 weeks now. He was last reported seen on February 20th. Two Rivers Police said they focused search efforts on rural areas in Manitowoc County this weekend. Governor Tony Evers on Friday vetoed a nearly $800 million income tax cut passed by Republicans, along with bills that would have increased the income tax credit for married couples and raised the amount of retiree income exempt from the state income tax. Republicans who voted to pass the bill in February said they were designed to make Wisconsin more attractive for families, middle-income earners, and retirees. But Democrats said there were better ways to do that. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Evers was refusing to support tax cuts that would benefit the middle class. And Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu called it unconscionable to not enact the tax cuts given the state's $3 billion budget surplus. Republican Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, the main sponsor of the tax cut for retirees, said the veto was not only a slap in the face to our parents and grandparents, it keeps Wisconsin at a disadvantage when they are looking for where to retire. Evers had yet to take action on a fourth bill expanding a child tax credit that had bipartisan support. He has until Tuesday to sign or veto it. Evers said signing all three bills would have drained the state's reserves and put it at risk for having to return federal stimulus money. Republicans have rejected those arguments, saying they do not believe that Biden's administration would require the state to pay back any stimulus money. CJ Foods Manufacturing, Beaumont Corporation, a Beaumont, California establishment, is recalling approximately 61,839 pounds of steamed chicken soup dumpling products that may be contaminated with foreign materials, specifically hard plastic from a permanent marking pen, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food Safety and Inspection Service announced Saturday. The steamed chicken soup dumplings were produced on December 7, 2023. The following products are subject to recall: 6-ounce boxes with plastic trays containing 6 pieces of Trader Joe's steamed chicken soup dumplings with lot codes 03.07.25.C1-1 and 3.03.07.25.C1-2 printed on the side of the box. The products subject to recall bear establishment number P46009 inside the USDA mark of inspection. These items were shipped to Trader Joe's retail locations nationwide. The problem was discovered after the firm received complaints from consumers reporting they found hard plastic in Trader Joe's steamed chicken soup dumplings. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions or injury due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an injury should contact a healthcare provider. FSIS is concerned that some products may be in consumers' freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. You may have noticed the recent increase in gas prices. The average in Wisconsin rose 24.3 cents per gallon in the past week. The average today is $3.26 per gallon. This is 47.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 2 cents higher than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of the petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said this is hardly surprising for this time of year. Thursday, Governor Tony Evers honored 7 individuals and 9 organizations as recipients of the 2023 Governor's Financial Literacy Awards in a ceremony at the Wisconsin State Capitol. The recipients were honored for their efforts in helping Wisconsinites build their financial literacy and capability skills. Financial education gives people the tools they need to achieve their goals, expand their opportunities, and attain financial security for themselves and their families, said Governor Evers. These dedicated individuals and organizations are doing important work to help Wisconsinites become more financially secure and prepare for their futures, which is a critical part of strengthening the financial well-being of our entire state. The 2023 Governor's Financial Literacy Awards honored recipients in one of the 3 categories, individual, organization, or legacy, for providing exceptional financial literacy and capability education in an inclusive and innovative manner. The Legacy Award is given to an organization, business, or individual whose purpose and heritage is ingrained in sustained financial literacy and capability efforts. This long-time recognition is intended to be conferred only once to recipients. Area recipients of the 2023 Governor's Financial Literacy Awards include, in the legacy category, Peggy M. Olive, retired UW Extension, Richland County, and in the individual category, Palmer B. Schroeder, Reedsburg Area High School, Reedsburg. The recipients were selected by the Governor's Council on Financial Literacy and Capabilities from the nominees submitted for consideration. Criteria used to judge nominations include innovation implementations of an effective financial literacy and capability program or program element within the last 2 years, emphasis on financial inclusion, demonstrated measurable results, collaboration with partners, and scalability of the program designed. Visit the Council's webpage at dfi.wi.gov to read a synopsis of the recipients. The 77th annual Alice in Dairyland top candidates have been announced. The finalists are Sierra Eskock, Halia Henzel, Katrina Hosley, Michaela King, Kylie Pagel, and Lauren Seemers. Over the next 2 months, they will participate in a rigorous interview process that will allow them to showcase the communications and public relations skills required to be the 77th Alice in Dairyland. The finals are scheduled for May 2nd through the 4th in Door County. The 77th Alice in Dairyland will begin her term on July 8th. And Wisconsin State Health Officer Paula Tran reports that Wisconsin's Department of Health Services is pleased to see updated respiratory virus recommendations from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Today, far fewer people are being hospitalized and dying in Wisconsin due to COVID-19 compared to prior years. There are more tools than ever to fight the virus. We know what we can do individually and as entire communities to protect ourselves and each other. This does not mean that seasonal respiratory viruses are not a threat. COVID-19, flu, and RSV can have serious impacts on our health and can be deadly. Respiratory viruses and patterns of illness can change. DHS works with experts across the country to understand these changes and updates recommended actions. This means that our actions can change in the future, too. Today's updated recommendations emphasize the most important things we can all do to protect ourselves and our communities and to reduce the impact that these viruses can have at home, work, school, and in our communities. The guidelines also leave in place distinct recommendations for health care settings. This guidance makes clear how important vaccination, treatment, and staying home when sick are to protecting yourself and those around you from respiratory viruses, including COVID-19. Over the next days and weeks, DHS will be updating the written and online guidances to align with the CDC recommendations and to ensure that they help every Wisconsinite understand how to best protect themselves and those around them. You can find updated information on the CDC website at cdc.gov. WRCO News Time is 12:18. WRCO News will continue right after this.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743. Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 46 degrees at 1220. Registration begins today for the 2024 Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children. The dates for this year's mobile pack are April 11th through the 13th at the Truvent Building No. 3 in Boscobel. The 2024 Boscobel Mobile Pack will be packing more meals than ever. The packing schedule includes 7 shifts. Over 840 volunteers are needed to make this a successful event. To register, go to the direct link for the Boscobel Mobile Pack at give.fmsc.org/Boscobel. Toma VA Medical Center will be entertaining veterans with artist Blaine Hatchett this afternoon at 1:30 in Building 455 Veterans Hall. Hatchett has an eclectic set list that includes many top hits from the Beatles to Ed Sheeran. He will even throw in some Celtic tunes when he has the Irish on. All veterans are welcome. A River Valley School District referendum informational session will be held tonight at 6 at the River Valley High School cafeteria. 2 capital referendum questions will appear on the April 2nd ballot. The first question includes renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million. The second question includes a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million. Each question can pass or fail on its own. The impact on taxes will depend on which scenario passes, just one or two or both. All community members are urged to attend the public meeting tonight at 6 in the high school cafeteria to find out more. Information can be found on the River Valley School District website. Voters in the Kickapoo Area School District will see a referendum question on the ballot in April. The district is seeking a $1.6 million recurring referendum for operational expenses. If approved, the funds would be phased in over 4 years at $400,000 a year over the next 4 years. Going forward, the district would have the authority to tax for the additional $1.6 million, but would not be required to tax the full amount if it's not needed. The Kickapoo School District will hold a community informational meeting on Wednesday from 6 to 7 at the Kickapoo Area High School Auditorium. If you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time, the ADRC of Portage County is holding a workshop to help you better understand your available options. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Portage County is holding an Introduction to Medicare workshop on Monday, March 11th from 9:30 to 11:30. They will cover the basic parts of Medicare, how they work, how to enroll, the additional insurance options available, drug coverage requirements, and additional options to help cover premiums. You can register for this free class by calling 1-800-920-2525. The International Crane Foundation invites you to their monthly From the Field webinar series presented via Zoom. This month's webinar is titled Predators on the Whooping Crane Eastern Populations Breeding Grounds on Thursday, March 14th at 11. Despite more than 20 years of reintroduction efforts, the eastern migratory population of whooping cranes faces challenges with low recruitment. This is due to low rates of chicks surviving to independence, with predation being one of the primary causes of mortality for crane chicks. This presentation will cover Nicole Gordon's master's thesis research assessing the presence and diversity of potential mammalian predators in relation to whooping crane chick rearing areas and chick survival. You can find information how to register for the webinar on the International Crane Foundation website at savingscranes.org. Wisconsin residents are invited to walk, run, skate, scooter, cycle, or use a mobility device to compete in a 3.1 million race, I should say. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Recreation Partnerships Section Manager Melissa Van Ladiet says the Happy Little 5K, inspired by Bob Ross, is a virtual event, and you can run the race wherever you are between Earth Day and Arbor Day in April. You can sign up on dnr.wi.gov. And the Wisconsin Department of Trade and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations through March 29th for 2 seats on the Wisconsin Cherry Board DATCAP, will mail nomination forms to eligible growers. Growers must sign, notarize, and postmark completed nomination forms by March 29th and include signatures from at least five eligible growers other than the nominee. Producers should mail completed forms to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Market Order Program, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Growers who have not received a nomination form by March 10th or who have other questions about the nomination process should email DATCAP, and that's D-A-T-C-P, marketorders@wisconsin.gov. DATCAP will conduct the Wisconsin Cherry Board elections from May 10th through June 15th. Elected growers will serve three-year terms beginning July 1st and ending June 30th, 2027. About the Wisconsin Cherry Board, the Wisconsin Cherry Board is composed of five at-large members that are responsible for administering Wisconsin Cherry Marketing Order. The board oversees the collection and use of approximately $55,000 in assessment fees paid by Wisconsin Cherry Growers. This funding is used to support the cherry industry through research, education, and promotion of Wisconsin-grown cherries. DATCAP administers elections for Wisconsin commodity marketing boards. WRCO News Time is 12:26. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely. Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
And one more announcement I forgot to pass along. Today's winner of $100 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle, I should say, is Al Batty of Lavelle. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Dick Arnold Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua, died February 26th. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. Burial with military honors will follow in the Viroqua Cemetery. Friends may call at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Richard Bessler is survived by his son, Greg and Katie Bessler, 6 grandchildren, and his sister, Marie Phillips. Richard Dick Arnold Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua. Marjorie Ellen Pizal, 79, of Sauk County, died Thursday at the Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Services will be held Thursday at 1 at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at Clary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday from 11 until the time of services at 1. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that donations be made to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Marge Pizal is survived by her brother, Melvin and Cynthia Brown Plummer, 7 children, Gloria Jean Johnston, Donald Baker, Russell Baker, Joy and Ryan Swantz, Rachel and Matt Verthine, Theodore, Ted, and Selena Pizal, and Christina and Arthur Bennett. Her former daughter-in-law, Sasha Baker, 16 grandchildren, former husband, Raymond Pizal, many nieces and nephews. Marjorie Ellen Pizal, 79, of Sauk County. Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia, died Saturday at Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse. Graveside services for Lisa will be held Friday at 2 at St. Anthony's Cemetery in Germantown. Following the graveside committal, a celebration of life will take place at St. Anthony's School from 3 until 6. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family. Lisa Klang is survived by her mother, Sonia, brother, Eric and Heather Klang, and a niece and nephew. Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia. Reverend Craig Peach of Richland Center died February 25th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Friends may call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Reverend Peach was the pastor of the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church since 1988. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. Reverend Craig Peach of Richland Center. Mark F. Trum, age 41, of Boscobel, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Hickory Grove Township. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to the family to be donated to the Boscobel School Forest property. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Mark Trum is survived by his wife, Amanda, 4 children, Lydia and John Marquis of Boscobel, Anicia and Daniel Van Orden of Kansas City, Missouri, Alexander Trum of Boscobel, and Cecilia Culp of Boscobel. 2 grandchildren, parents, Francis and Lisa Trum of Boscobel, 1 sister, Shanda Trum of Lancaster, his father and mother-in-law, Agustin and Eileen Duran of Livingston, brother-in-law, Andrew Duran and Emily Horkheimer of Dodgeville, and nieces and nephews. Mark F. Trum, age 41, of Boscobel.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpsons Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpsons Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They've become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, and happy anniversary to Jeremy and Jamie Pauls. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good Monday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we've seen some bands of rain move through the region already today, especially in the west and north part of our listening area. As of late morning, most of that rain was over in Vernon County, stretching up into Monroe and Juneau County, a little bit moving through northern Richland County into northern Sauk County. A few of these showers have contained some thunderstorms, and we do expect the rain to spread into the rest of the area this afternoon, as well as more develops from the southwest, thanks to low pressure currently in Missouri tracking northeast. We could pick up at least several tenths of an inch of rainfall, some places maybe a half inch or more through this evening, and there likely will mix with some wet snow in parts of west central through northern Wisconsin, where there might even be an inch in a couple of cases. That'll all move away later tonight. Some drier weather coming up the next several days, and temperatures will be pretty comfortable for early March, still running a good 10 degrees above normal. Looks like another potent weather system will arrive here late Thursday night and Friday, and should bring us some rain and possibly some wet snow. Accumulations certainly are possible, so stay tuned for updates, and might get kind of breezy as well. Otherwise, the rest of today, overcast skies with occasional showers and a few thunderstorms. Temperatures topping out anywhere from the low 40s in the north and west part of the region to the mid-50s in the southeastern corner, northeast wind up to 10. Tonight, any rain ending by late evening, low 32. Tomorrow, sunshine developing and still mild, high at 51. North to northeast wind around 10. Wednesday looks like a dry day as well with partly cloudy skies, high at 51. Thursday, increasing clouds, low 27, high 52. Chance of rain coming up later Thursday night, possibly mixed with some wet snow. Friday, breezy with rain likely, possibly mixed with snow early in the morning, then again by evening. Low in the mid-30s, high at 43. Saturday, partly sunny and breezy, high 42. And Sunday, partly cloudy, highs in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 47 degrees after a morning low of 32. Yesterday's high was 75, which is a new record, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2000 is 67 degrees, and record low of 21 below was set back in 2002. Last year's high was 44 with a low of 25. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:54 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:32. Winds are out of the southwest at 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.87, and we have received 1/100th of an inch of rain, and there was even some reports of hail so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 47 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Bayer announces substantial expansions to its carbon program. Details ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Bayer is expanding its carbon program to include more territory, more crops, and more enrollment flexibility for farmers. Tyler Williams is a Bayer agronomist in Lincoln, Nebraska.
These are always learn-as-you-go type programs, but our program, we want to bring the opportunity to every possible farmer we can. And one of the ways that we do that is at least make them eligible.
The program is expanding to 28 states. That's up from 16. New eligible crops include several grasses, legumes, and pulses. Enrollment periods will be available in 5-year renewable segments. And, says Williams, early adopters of eligible practices can claim credits going back to August of 2019.
It's all come back to fitting into the farmer and the farmer system. You know, if it doesn't work on the farm and doesn't work for the farmer, it's not good for anyone.
Williams says you can get more info and even sign up at bayer4ground.com.
I know there's a lot of noise and things out there in the space, and a lot of growers oftentimes get confused and don't even know where to start. So our Bayer Foreground website is kind of that resource to just kind of check it out. We have our agronomy team out there that can help with the agronomy side as well as kind of understanding these programs. What's it entail? Is it for you?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Signs of warm weather in the fields. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield Field. First, a grain market economist suggests the war in Ukraine has not supported commodity prices like many traders anticipated. Ed Usset is with the University of Minnesota and says when the war began 2 years ago, it was considered a very bullish event for the grain markets because of how that would upset supplies and movement out of the Black Sea.
But the fact is, Russia's had good wheat crops, and they are the largest exporter of wheat in the world, and they have stepped into the breach, if you will, of what was a perceived shortage of wheat, a food grain.
He tells Brownfield Russia is sending wheat to Africa, Southeast Asia, and the Middle East at low prices. Warmer temperatures have Midwest farmers thinking about field work and recalling another recent mild late winter. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Eric Snodgrass, Chief Science Fellow at Nutrient Ag Solutions, says the unseasonably warm and dry conditions have raised concerns.
What is likely going to be one of the warmest winters on record here in the Midwest. And so I know this has a lot of folks thinking, hey, I remember the last time this happened. It was 2012. Do we need to be worried?
2012 saw one of the worst droughts in recent Midwest history, but Snodgrass tells Brownfield there are some differences this year.
Certainly the year leading up to it was much different. So 11 to 12 was much different than 23 into 24. And the big difference is the North Pacific.
He says the North Pacific indicators are not lining up the way they did in 2012.
2012 had already seen very cold water in the North Pacific. We just don't have that this year. In fact, I just want to make a point that there's not strong evidence of massive drought building into the Midwest this year.
Snodgrass says a better comparison year with a fading El Nino condition in the Pacific would be 2016. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
The planter was rolling Sunday for a Southeast Wisconsin farmer. Ryan Nell farms between Juneau and Beaver Dam, and he's known for planting some of his soybeans much earlier than most of his neighbors. This year, Nell tells Brownfield he wasn't the first one to get the planter going.
I do know of some other guys in Wisconsin that did plant some beans. Even though a guy that put a little corn in for a little research plot.
Nell says soybeans are tough and handle many challenging soil and weather conditions, but he is concerned about soil temperatures in the 60s now and maybe getting a freeze in April if the beans emerge.
I actually have more of a concern right now about rotting than I do actually emerging and freezing off. So hopefully I'm wrong.
So why plant early?
It's all about that reproductive stage, you prolonging it. You know, beans, if you plant them March 3rd or June 1st, they kind of all shut off flowering at the same time.
Nell, who has never had March planted beans fail, expects to plant the rest of his soybean acres in 2 weeks. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Richland.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitum with Timsack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Big sale again. Large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $165 a ton. We have used lumber lots. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Couple online only auctions closing in the next couple of weeks, so keep an eye out. Looking to buy or sell your property or items? Give us a call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitum. Have a great day.
A quiet start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to its typically quiet start for the week. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. It's likely significant trade volumes going to be delayed until midweek or later. Deals last week were marked at $181 to mostly $183 live in the South, steady with the prior week's weighted averages. Dress business ranged from mostly $290 to $295, about $2 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis. Box beef is higher at midday on solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.39 at $306.67. Select is $1.61 higher at $297.35. In Missouri last week, grazing weight calves mostly under 700 pounds are $5 to $10 higher, with heavier weight yearlings steady to $5 higher. The supply of feeders was moderate, with offerings at local barns slowing slightly. The USDA says demand was good to very good as buyers are aggressively picking up calves that can be put out on grass. And there were a couple of standout sales last week. Receipts were down on the week and up on the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 649 pounds, brought $270 to $317. Feeder steers, 700 to 749 pounds, brought $234 to $276. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 550 to 598 pounds, brought $247.50 to $300.50. Cash hogs are higher at midday with very light negotiated purchases. Global demand for U.S. pork continues to be a bright spot. Exports have been strong, and that's been supportive to prices. Don't expect any big movement today as business has been slow to develop. The industry continues to watch the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up $1.83 with a weighted average of $73.25. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of $73.78. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $44 to $56. Barrels and gilts were $2 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $42 to $52. And pork values were weak at midday, down 18 cents at $84.79. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Weeds rob you of yield potential, so rob them of the chance to grow with the powerful corn herbicide solutions from Corteva Agriscience. Weeds won't know what hit them, but you will, because you can count on proven top herbicides like Resicor, SureStart 2, or the new game-changing Cairo herbicide for effective and versatile control. These solutions each offer multiple modes of action and extended residual activity to help take down your most challenging broadleaves and grasses, including difficult resistant varieties like water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. That way, you can spend less time worrying about these unwanted yield-robbing weeds and have more time to power on with your day. Build a customized corn weed control program that fits your acres at poweroverweeds.com. That's poweroverweeds.com.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle are lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans are up on short covering and technical buying, following through on last week's late reversal with help from bean meal. Unknown destinations did buy U.S. soybean meal this morning, mostly for delivery next marketing year. Weather in South America looks favorable, but there's a wide range of estimates for Brazil. USDA's supply and demand estimates are out Friday, with new up numbers for Brazil from CONAB out on the 12th. May beans are up 2.5 at 11.53¾. July's 3¼ higher at 11.64¼. March bean meal's up $1.30 at $3.33.60. March bean oil's down 5 points at $45.11. Corn's higher, watching development weather in Argentina and planning and development conditions for Brazil. Taiwan bought 110,000 tons of old crop U.S. corn. May is up 2¼ at 4.27. July's 2 higher at 4.38¼. And wheat's higher on short covering and technical buying, bouncing off the recent lows with an eye on winter wheat development weather. Also, the U.S. dollar index is down today. May Chicago's up 4¼ at 5.62. May Kansas City's 13 higher at 5.77½. May Minneapolis wheat's up 14 at 6.57¾. Live and feeder cattle are down and profit taking ahead of this week's direct business. April live's $1.07 lower at 187.37. June's down 97 at 183.02. April feeders are $1.65 lower at 256.35. And hogs are mixed on demand uncertainties. Pork was weak at midday today. Cash business is steady to higher. April lean's $1.37 lower at 86.70, and June's 27 cents higher at 102.32. The dollar's weak. The Dow and crude oil are down as well. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Getting 2% in whole milk back in schools. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. 2% in whole milk were removed from school lunch programs during the Obama administration. But Michael Dykes with the International Dairy Foods Association says work has been underway to reverse that decision.
We do that, I think we'll get the flavor there, we'll get the consumption back up, and we've also had a lot of new research that says whole milk, 2% milk, is healthy, those kind of fats in the total package of 13 essential nutrients, it's good for you. It's a healthy option.
Andy tells Brownfield.
We have the Dietary Guidelines Committee meeting now. We're working to make sure we got all the information to that committee. We'd like to see that committee either pass it through the Congress that goes to USDA or pass it through the Dietary Guidelines Committee on Science that says we need to be putting 2% milk and whole milk back in the dietary guidelines. Several years ago, there was a belief in the scientific community that eating fat made you obese. We have a significant obesity problem. We've got a significant type 2 diabetes problem. And they'll begin to realize they made a mistake when they did that, and that's the saturated fats is not the problem. It's the switch to carbohydrates was a much bigger problem.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent. Except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump stays on the ballot. I'm Daria Albinger.
I think it's a very big day for America.
I think it's a very big day for liberty, and I think it's just a great day for this country.
Former President Donald Trump on today's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, which will keep him on Colorado's Super Tuesday primary ballot. ABC News Supreme Court contributor Kate Shaw says the decision will also likely end all similar challenges in other states.
Colorado, Maine, Illinois. I think this opinion puts those to rest. At this point, none of those separate state decisions, whether by courts or by Secretary of State, as in Maine, to keep Trump off the ballot, can go into effect. So he will either be or remain on the ballot in every state. I don't think there's any way for a state to try to circumvent this ruling. At this point, any action has to be in the hands of Congress.
The High Court ruling just one day before Super Tuesday. This is ABC News. The controversial immigration law in Texas is being upheld for now.
Last week, a federal judge in Austin blocked the state from implementing Senate Bill 4, which would allow local police to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the country illegally.